for the Domain Test Series against Pakistan. They are for the games at the Gabba in Brisbane and the Adelaide Oval. The squad is Tim Payne captain, Cameron Bancroft, Joe Burns, Pat Cummins, one of our vice captains, Josh Hazelwood, Travis Head, the other one of our vice captains, Manus Labuschagne, Nathan Lyon, Michael Nessa, James Pattinson, Stephen Smith, Mitchell Stark, Matthew Wade and David Warner.
That is Trevor Holmes, Chairman of Selectors. He and Justin Langer came up with that 14-man squad announced just moments ago. What do you think? Well, it wasn't a secret because it was out about a couple of hours ago. We opened the show with it. It's interesting that it stuff like that does get out when allegedly only two blokes really know about it. But there you go. That is the 14-man squad. So a man who might be across all that and might have a view on Cameron Bancroft's selection, because we've got to remind ourselves, Bancroft wasn't in the Australia A team originally, only got the leg up on the back of Nick Maddison being a late withdrawal. So was Bancroft already in the mix, or did that 49 runs the other night, where even he said probably wasn't enough to get selected, was that a game changer for him? Brad Hogg, former Australian spinner, joins us on Afternoons. Tim Gossage in for Jack Heaven. G'day, Hoggy!
G'day, Tim. How are you going, mate? Yes. Cameron Bancroft plays club cricket with me here. I've watched him grow up as a junior, always wanting to play for Australia, but I'm absolutely surprised he's been picked because he's had a technical flaw since the Ashes series. And I don't feel as though he's rectified that, and I don't think he's spent enough time in the middle out Shield cricket. So I think a few others have been hard done by, but I think Pekoski would have been in front of him if it wasn't for the mental issues that he's pulled himself out with as well. So big call there to put Bancroft in.
Yeah, right place, right time, because, you know, he got in through Maddison's, you're now saying he probably got in with Pekoski going out. So it's quite remarkable for him. And, you know, Harris misses out, of course, which is big, and Khawaja. Have we seen the last of Uzi Khawaja?
Look, it looks like it. Khawaja's got to put a mountain of runs on the board to get back in now. He doesn't perform when he goes overseas, so the Australian selectors have looked at that and thought, right, who's the best six that we can have that are going to be consistent all around the world so that we can have a a good nucleus of batsmen out the top of the order and we're not chopping and changing. So I think Khawaja, he had to go. I feel a little sorry for Travis Head. I felt that he was hard done by over in the Ashes. When things weren't going well for Australia, he was the man that stood up. So he's got that character about him, and I just felt that they could have given him another go. And watching the game yesterday, Joe Burns, as much as I want him to be playing for Australia, just too much gap between bat and pad for an opener, and he got clean bowled in the first innings. And the Pakistan bowlers were just all over him in the second innings as well. So it was a tough call to leave Marcus Harris out for Joe Burns as well. But congratulations to both Burns and Bancroft. They're there at the right time, and no one else is really performing. Maddison would have been in there with the amount of runs that he scored this year, and Pekoski would have probably got a go as well. But those two have just pulled out for mental issues, which is, it's a tough thing in our business right now.
It certainly is. You said there Travis Head being left out. Of course, Travis Head is in. You're talking about Marcus Harris there. Can you talk about, in regards to Marcus Harris, you talk about how unlucky he is, because you've seen them play, Harris and Burns, and I don't know what to make of this three-day game over in Perth. I really don't. But Harris have to be incredibly unlucky because, you know, he had the spot and Burns had to get it off him. But Burns has made a duck and 11 and a golden duck at that. So I'm not too sure what they took out of this game over in Perth.
Yeah, well, if you look at Burns' record on Test cricket too, the last time he was there, there were a lot of scores under 10. There was 100 in between that. So I don't understand why they've gone back to Burns when Burns hasn't really knocked the house down with a mountain of runs. Harris is in form in Shield cricket. He's scoring runs left, right and centre at Shield level. And you pick teams, Australian teams, from performances at Shield level. And they haven't done this. And for me, I don't think Joe Burns is ready with the technique, as I said earlier today. And with the bowling that Pakistan have got, I just think they're licking the lips and with Joe Burns out the top of the order, hoping that they can get into Steve Smith with a hard new ball in the first test match.
Bowling stocks are fine.
The bowling stocks for Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was surprised that Nisa was selected, considering that they got Pattinson there as well. But I think it's a good call to get him amongst the group. If Hazelwood has a slight injury, I think Nisa will be the one that replaces him. I don't think they'd have Pattinson in there with Stark and Cummins as well. You want someone that can bowl a lot of overs from one end and keep the pressure on. And the way that Nisa bowled in this three-day game, he's really stepped up. And I was really impressed with his mythology about the way he went about it, especially to Harris Sahail. Harris Sahail is struggling with the short ball. Nisa didn't go after him with the short ball straight away. He just kept the ball full. He was trying to swing the ball away from the left-hander. He created the opportunities for Sahail to get on the front foot, get him in that comfort zone. And all of a sudden, he dropped in the shorter one, which went away from Sahail. Sahail overbalanced on that front leg, couldn't get on that back leg, and created his downfall. And that's just smart bowling. So, looking at that, I'm just surprised that Nisa wasn't playing over in the Ashes, probably in front of a Peter Siddle. And I'm probably a little hard on Siddle there, but Nisa just getting that movement in the air. I just think, he's going to be a fine asset for Australia moving forward.
Dave Warner hasn't played in this Shield game. Are you surprised by that, considering Steve Smith was?
I think it's different scenarios. Steve Smith, doesn't have any kids. David Warner's got the kids, so I think he wanted to spend time with it.
Oh, please. You're not seriously telling me that Steve Smith is playing in a Shield game, and he's been fined too for dissent as well.
Well, he should have been too.
Yeah, the old look back. Yeah. Didn't Ashton Agar get suspended for looking back?
Yes. So, look, Steve Smith's going into a test match. I think it's great that they've fined him and reprimanded him, because I think they needed to make a lesson of that, because he's making a mound of runs. He's the front man of the Australian team, and you don't want kids carrying on when the umpire gives a kind of rush decision.
Carrying on, Bradley. He stood there.
The ethics of the game. Cricket Australia, the Australian team want to turn things around. They want to have those good core values on and off the field. They want to be perceived in a certain way. So you've got to be tough on them. So I'm quite happy that he's been fined. But, gee, he is batting well. And I just thought, you look at it, the time that he spent on the middle in that first day in that Shield game, this is a huge lesson to other players, how you just adjust from the shorter form of the game to the test or the longer form of the game. He made sure that he got his mindset, his technique, to blunt the opposition bowlers at test level in that Shield game. So he's ripe for the picking. Pakistan are going to have a hard job. But going back to David Warner, yes, the way that he performed over in England at test level, I would have expected that the Australian selectors were trying to push him to play Shield cricket, because he has struggled in the longer form of the game, and you're bringing in a Joe Burns as well to open the batting with him. So at the moment, yes, he's got runs in the shorter form of the game. He's hitting the ball beautifully with the white ball, but it's flatter conditions. The ball doesn't move as much. David Warner struggles when the ball moves. And this Pakistan outfit moved the ball extremely well in the red ball format. And that top order is going to be put under pressure early. And David Warner is really going to have to lift his game.
Nice work by you. Someone's just told us on the SEN text that Bancroft simply has been picked because he's a batting sub and he can bat up the top and in six, unlike the other blokes who have been left out. So there's probably a pertinent point.
Yeah, well, he's probably the best bat pad fielder in the business as well. But I don't think you're going to get someone picked for fielding at bat pad at test level. But look, Cameron Bancroft batting down the order, that might be a good move. But someone's got to try and fix him up, because he's overbalancing with that front leg, and he wasn't doing that about a year ago. He was keeping offside of the ball, well balanced, and he's playing on both sides of the wicket quite comfortably. But at the moment, he's just a little bit uppish on the leg side because of that overbalance.
Nice chatting with you. Thank you very much for joining us on SEN Afternoons. I love your opinion.
Oh, thanks very much, Tim, and I love your opinions too.
On you, Georgie. Bradley Hogg, former Australian spinner.